I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. The Dalai Lama is in Boston this week. He's making several appearances, including one at the Boston Garden tomorrow, where he'll be making his comments not far from Larry Bird's retired jersey. Thousands of adoring fans and followers will be there to listen to the spiritual head of Tibetan Buddhism talk about educating the heart and mind. But the Dalai Lama has his haters, too, and some of them are also Tibetan Buddhists. The World's Matthew Bell met a few of them.
The 79-year-old Dalai Lama has been globetrotting for much of his life, advocating on behalf of the Tibetan government in exile and Tibetan Buddhism. But these days, when he shows up in American cities, for example, he gets quite the reception, as I found out on Thursday morning outside the Wang Theater.
On one side of me here is a group of pro-Dalai Lama protesters. They have Tibetan flags and pictures of the Dalai Lama, and they're chanting, "Long live the Dalai Lama." On the other side is another group of people with signs that say, "False Dalai Lama, stop lying," and they're chanting against the Dalai Lama, who's inside the theater getting started with his speech right now.
I think it's great that we're here demonstrating against the Dalai Lama, and then right next to us are the people who are for the Dalai Lama. That's what a democracy is. He's running a theocracy. He's saying there can be no opposing voice, and that's not okay.
Rebecca Gauthier is spokeswoman for a group called the International Shugden Community. She says it represents a tradition in Tibetan Buddhism that the Dalai Lama is trying to stamp out.
He's trying to discredit us by saying Dorje Shugden is devil worship. It's not. He's trying to say we're a splinter group. He's trying to say it's not mainstream. He's trying to say this is a small minority. All of that information is false. This is a mainstream Buddhist prayer, and anyone should be able to engage in it. Anyone from anywhere in the world, and that's what we're fighting for.
This fight is a theological and political one that goes back centuries to a time when Tibetan Buddhism was a sectarian mishmash of different lamas, monasteries, and practices. Sometimes the factions were openly hostile toward one another. The current controversy is over the deity Dorje Shugden and the rituals carried out in his name. Robbie Barnett is the director of the Modern Tibetan Studies program at Columbia University. He says the Dalai Lama himself has taken part in Shugden rituals.
So the Dalai Lama inherited this practice from his two teachers he had when he was young, and he later decided that this practice was essentially damaging to not just him, but also those who followed him, and maybe even to the community at large. That's not unusual in Tibetan Buddhism. It's actually pretty normal in most religions.
The Dalai Lama prohibited his followers from engaging in Shugden rituals in the mid-1990s. What's happened since then, Barnett says, is that Shugden practitioners in the Tibetan exile community have faced persecution. And he says the Dalai Lama's administration hasn't dealt with that very well. However, Barnett says the driving force behind the whole Shugden movement is a renegade Tibetan Buddhist monk named Kesang Gyatso, who's based in Britain.
So what we're really seeing is the streets of America being used by a new form of Buddhism to try to promote itself and to consolidate its own followers by asking them to do these rather unusual, unorthodox, kind of socially difficult practices of attacking another religion. And we see this being done under the name of human rights, which is not really quite what is at issue here.
The controversy is creating division in the Tibetan exile community. Back at the Boston protest, I meet Dalai Lama supporter Dawa Tsering, who lives in Amherst, Massachusetts. He tells me that his daughter goes to school with another Tibetan girl whose father is a Shugden supporter. Tsering tells his daughter not to associate with such people.
You know, like, for example, if you have a tooth problem, you're not gonna, you know, on the name of the integrity, or you're not gonna keep that tooth. You're gonna extract it, because otherwise it's gonna harm the whole body. So that's my philosophy.
Tibetans I speak with who support the Dalai Lama say the Shugden people are being paid by the Chinese government, which has long tried to discredit the Tibetan leader. But Shugden spokeswoman Rebecca Gauthier says that's absurd.
No, we have nothing to do with the Chinese government, no affiliation whatsoever. I've never received a paycheck for protesting against the Dalai Lama, which is a smokescreen that the Dalai Lama builds to take attention away from the real issue at hand, and that's religious discrimination.
How much do you worry about freedom of religion in China and in the Tibetan Autonomous Region?
I don't I think that everyone should have religious freedom, no matter what country they're in. That's where I stand on that. Yeah.
When I ask Althier if she's troubled by Chinese policies toward Tibetans, she says she doesn't want to talk about politics. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.